Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Jing, jingling, jingling, jingling. What fun to hear the sleigh bells jingle. Jing, jingling, jingling, jingling. They set your heart a tingle. Jing, jingling, jingling, jingling. I love to hear our laughter mingle. Ha, 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 ho, ho. Gliding through the snow.
And welcome to the Wake Up Crew. Woo! Boy, that's our song, yeah. Jing, jing, jing. You know, remember how we just used to just curse that song?
Yeah.
And now
it doesn't feel like Christmas unless it plays.
I know, it's our favorite song. Jing, jing, ling, ling. I like this part. Watch this. Yeah. There you go. It's Wednesday, December 3rd, everyone, and it's episode 1800. Let's hear an applause for that. Okay.
We've done I need everyone to understand. We have done 1800 of these.
Yeah. Not 80.
No.
Not 180.
Not even 800.
No. 1800 shows. Mm. And people are still listening.
No, they're not.
Well, there's a few.
Everybody tunes in at this hour every morning to hear if it's going to finally be different today, and it never is.
I think they listen because we give them pertinent information each and every morning, right?
Sure.
Well, not us. Not our part, but all the rest of the stuff we have in there.
And this was the year in history, the year 1800, resulted in a tie between Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr, which led to the Revolution of 1800, the first peaceful transfer of power between political parties.
Thank you, Dalton.
Yep, you're welcome.
Wow.
22 days until Christmas. Last day of MTSU classes is today. The last day of the fall semester is Thursday. That's the 11th. And you can check out our high school sports schedule on WGNSSports.com. Which we can safely say there is going to be something to look at, right?
Wow, we've got a busy week this week with basketball and football on Saturday.
We've got basketball heading this way. So MTSU graduation is December 13th.
Make your bright-eyed bushy tail.
Wow.
Okay. And the Christmas parade coming up December 14th. Dalton Barrett, John Dingens, Brian Barrett. It'll be broadcast live. Video on Big G TV.
Yes.
We've got our outfits ready and everything.
And audio on WGNS.
Yeah.
So.
What do you mean, the Murfreesboro Christmas Parade?
See every float, every smile, and the moment Santa arrives on Big G TV.
Wow.
Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Woodfin Funeral Chapels.
Well, we got a lot of in right here on that. Our song of the day today is a Christmas song. We don't know which, but it's a Christmas song.
Yeah, I guess you can call it a Christmas song.
And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun.
Great song.
That is a great song. I don't know why he put it down. I think he was thinking of Paul McCartney. His song. You really don't like that one.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this one.
He doesn't like magic.
Merry Christmas, War is Over.
It's interesting. Because this has been a very weird year. Christmas time for him. We've talked a little bit about this off air. But not only did he put up a Christmas tree here at the studio.
All
I mean, he did
myself.
It himself. Which we've had to do every year until we just quit by ourselves.
Right. We didn't put it up last year.
We didn't put one up at all last year.
I know.
Not only did he put up the Christmas tree here, he also put up his Christmas tree at his house.
Like almost Halloween.
I know.
Yeah. It's amazing. I haven't got mine up yet.
You've changed.
For the better, we hope.
Mine went up Thanksgiving Day. So, that's where my tree went up.
Mine has gone up. I don't know that I helped a lot with it. Got a little this and that this morning for you before we go, and Dalton's got a little something special for us in the next segment coming up.
This and that.
This and that. Yeah.
This and that.
You know it's the 30th anniversary of GoldenEye?
GoldenEye!
Which you have said, it's probably the best James Bond movie ever.
Yes, and I watched it for the 30th anniversary, and here's what I noticed, or what I realized. It is the exact halfway point of the franchise at the moment. When this next movie comes out, it's the exact middle movie in terms of time from when Dr. No came out to when the new one comes out.
Some people even say that it saved the franchise, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
But GoldenEye is as old now as Dr. No was when GoldenEye came out. Isn't that crazy to think about?
It is crazy. One other thing to talk about, Bethlehem Marketplace. Been in existence for years and years at Southeast Baptist Church. They're going to do it for another year, so you can go by and visit them, particularly like on Saturdays and Sundays, I think.
50th anniversary, I think?
I think that's right. I think that is right. And Toys R Us are reopening in different places.
This and that.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Some sunshine for this afternoon. Winds will be light and highs top out near 48 degrees. Tonight, clouds be on the increase. Winds remain light. Patchy fog becomes possible in spots again after midnight. Lows drop to 27. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy and highs warm into the low 40s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 28.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one. Probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks, flavors that shine. From winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to bloom the season. Same. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
At the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Ohio State and Indiana are still 1-2 in the new college football playoff committee rankings. Ole Miss is up to number 6. Mississippi offensive coordinator Charlie Weiss Jr. will stay with the team for the playoffs, then leave for LSU and Lane Kiffin. BYU head coach Kalani Sitake gets a long-term extension from his school. He stays despite interest from Penn State about their coach opening. Texas Tech gave coach Joey McGuire a new 7-year contract. Boston College coach Bill O'Brien will return to BC. Lions wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown did not practice again due to his sprained ankle. Detroit plays this Thursday hosting Dallas. The Steelers claimed wide receiver Adam Thielen off waivers. The Colts waive kicker Michael Badgley and signed Blake Groupie, ex of New Orleans. In the NBA, Minnesota won in overtime at New Orleans, 149-142, 44 points for Anthony Edwards. Boston beat New York, 42 for Jaylen Brown.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
See, he on my hour, he plays music, but I don't know. I don't feel the Christmas.
That feels Christmassy to me. It's just the opens he does real Christmas songs in to make them special.
No, I got it. Whatever. 21 minutes, almost 22 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. John, Brian, and Dalton with you this morning. We've got a check of state news coming up from Access Tennessee, a CBS News update. Dalton Barrett will be around to give you some news updates as well. And check of state news. Yeah, all that coming up your way. Our good neighbor of the day today is Sarah Murphy. She's today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for always being helpful, kind, and compassionate. Sarah Murphy is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. This Good Neighbor recognition is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, honoring everyday folks who go above and beyond for others.
Oh, it's my turn. Yes, send in your good neighbor. You can do that by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. Or just run right on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. It'll get you to that same web form. Also, we take birthdays and anniversaries every morning. You can call those in, text those to us at 615-893-1450. Those who are celebrating on this December 3rd, let us know. We'll add them to the list. And then who knows? They could be the winner of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue.
Today
is
Candle Day.
Yeah,
Candle Day.
Candle Day.
Well, it's a good time of year to be candling.
You know, I like candles. Nice, you know. Good.
Why can I never get a candle to burn all three wicks? They always, one of them always goes out, then the others, and then it makes like a little cesspool of candle goo.
I have never had this issue.
I've never had that problem either.
Never? Never.
Is your candle underneath a vent or near a fan?
No.
Are your dogs blowing out your candle?
I don't think so.
That's weird.
I've never had that issue before.
It happens all the time, and then it never burns right.
I found out one thing, and y'all may disagree, but I think you've got to buy an expensive candle to really get that smell to last long, long, long time. I don't know.
I don't know that it has to be expensive, but there are certain brands of candles that are just not good.
Actually, the little small ones,
they're usually pretty good.
They're really good.
Now, the first time you light a candle, you've got to let it burn all the way across the top.
Did that?
If you don't do that, then you're always going to get your little...
And the wicks were too small.
I wouldn't get three wicks then anymore.
Yeah, just buy single wick candles.
Yeah.
Walmart brand, their Great Value or whatever their candle brand is they have pretty good candles.
Well, not the three wick one that I bought.
Wow.
And it was even Christmassy. And now it's all messed up.
I always worry about candles because I'm afraid I'm not going to blow them out before I leave and stuff.
Oh, no, me too.
It kind of bothers me a little bit. And I have done that once or twice. More to come here on the Wake Up Crew. We've got 24 minutes after the hour of 6.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the environment.
I just really like it. Of course, I'm in an apartment and I can come and go and do kind of what I want to.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
My husband felt much better when he passed away that I was taken care of here. We got married in 58 and in 60 he went in the Air Force.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dunleap. The results are in. Republican Matt Van Epps has been elected to represent Tennessee's 7th Congressional District. Congressman-elect Van Epps defeated Democratic challenger Afton Bain by near 16,000 vote margin. The 7th District stretches from Clarksville through parts of Nashville and down to the Alabama state line. From here, Van Epps begins the transition to Washington. With the House back in session, his swearing-in and confirmation is expected soon. An update to a story we brought you yesterday. A SWAT standoff in South Nashville ended peacefully Tuesday morning. Metro Police say tactical officers responded around 9 a.m. to an apartment complex off Nolensville and Edmondson Pike, where a domestic assault suspect refused to come out of an apartment. Officers say they deployed a smoke device to breach the unit just after 11 in the morning. That suspect was taken into custody. No other details have been released. More news in 30 seconds.
Jumpstart your holiday shopping with a Little Linden Christmas, December 6th, throughout downtown. Join dozens of arts and craft booths, along with our welcoming downtown stores, for a delightful Christmas shopping experience. Plus, enjoy a traditional Christmas tea, a hometown tree lighting, and Christmas parade to end the day. It all happens Saturday, December 6th, starting at 10 a.m. in beautiful Linden, Tennessee. Visit the Perry County Chamber of Commerce on Facebook for more information. We'll see you in Linden, December 6th.
A Knoxville family getting a powerful gift this holiday season. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has paid off the mortgage of fallen Knoxville police officer Wisbens Antoine, who died in a training earlier this year. His wife Kendra calls it a true Christmas miracle, saying it brings newfound financial freedom to their family. The nonprofit's Season of Hope campaign will provide 50 mortgage-free homes nationwide through Christmas Eve, including two in Tennessee. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
You know what I forgot?
What?
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Hump day. That's right. We're Wednesday. We're heading toward Christmas. It's hard to believe this is our, seventh Christmas together?
Seventh or eighth.
And we'll be having the Christmas parade on December 14th.
The first ever.
First ever. Around 2 o'clock is when you'll be able to catch us.
We'll get up. We're going to try to lock in a little closer start time so we can promote it.
We know a little bit more. Yeah.
It's just hard to know.
And where we're located, it depends on when they start from our viewpoint. So
you will be able to, as the parade is going on, if you want to make comments to us, you can say that in the live chat.
Do you know where we're going to be yet? Have we pinned down that location?
I think we're going to be on the square.
Okay. All right. Just checking on that. Now, it's Christmas time. I know people like to watch Hallmark movies and that kind of thing. Brian, Dalton has given us a list here, or is going to give us a list, of the Christmas movies that you can watch and where you can watch them.
Now, these are not necessarily Hallmark movies. Just Christmas movies.
I just mentioned Hallmark as a side.
Some classics, some more recent-ish classics. Lots of different movies, lots of different genres. So this is just
White Christmas on there, since Santa likes it?
I don't know. I haven't gotten that far. I'm still at number 15, which is a movie that we talk a lot about.
You and Santa are going to have a... Boy, Christmas Eve, you better go leave the house.
This is a movie that I'm not a huge fan of, but I know a lot of people are, and it's The Nightmare Before Christmas. It's Tim Burton's Christmas movie, mm-hmm. Halloween and Christmas, whimsical, offbeat holiday adventure. Comes in at number 15. You can watch that one.
Isn't all of Tim Burton's movies whimsical and offbeat?
That's fair. I think his best Christmas movie is Batman Returns, but that's a different discussion. You can stream that movie on Disney Plus. That's where it is streaming this year, so you can check that one out. A personal favorite of mine, I don't know that you've seen it, at least. I don't know if you've seen it, John. It is Klaus. It's an animated movie, visually stunning animated story about the origins of Santa Claus with a heartfelt message of kindness. That one's available on Netflix.
I heard it's really popular. I haven't seen it myself.
It is one of my favorites. Since it came out, it's been in my regular Christmas rotation of movies.
Yeah, that's all right.
That one's on Netflix. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Everybody's always wondering, where can I watch Rudolph?
Santa.
Of course, ABC, right?
That's his nose.
It used to be on CBS, but I don't know where it is now.
That was surprisingly good. Can you do that again? Like, you know when Rudolph's nose goes off?
Oh,
that's close your eyes and imagine it.
Okay, I'm closing.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
That Rudolph is my nose, too.
She thinks I'm cute.
Yeah. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you can...
Santa.
You cannot stream that one anywhere. You can rent it, however, on Apple TV and Amazon Prime Video, but you do have to pay money for that one.
Yeah, they bought them and make you pay to watch them now.
The Muppet Christmas Carol. greatest version of A Christmas Carol, in my opinion.
Good, yes,
I think it's the most accurate to the book, which I have read, because contrary to popular belief, I do know how to read. The Muppet Christmas Carol is available to stream on Disney Plus.
It's kind of weird that you choose The Muppets Christmas Carol as a way to justify that you're a reader.
Well, you know.
I'm just saying.
Give us a couple more before we go.
Miracle on 34th Street. This is the 1994 version of Miracle on 34th
Santa
Street.
Santa liked it better.
You can stream it in lots of places. Disney Plus, Amazon Prime Video, Hulu, Peacock, Paramount, and Sling TV. So you can get that one just about anywhere.
I think you see the other one, the original on Turner Classic Movies.
Yeah, I don't like the original very much.
It's black and white.
Natalie Wood is in it. It's great.
Does she show her legs? Santa likes those.
Whoa!
One more.
Number 10, Frosty the Snowman. That's, of course, classic.
Frosty the Snowman.
You know what? That is a good... I like that. That's underrated, too.
The second one I like even better, Frosty Returns. That one's on Apple TV+, Amazon Prime Video, Hulu, and Disney+.
You know something else that's whimsical and kind of oddball? You! Time for Today in History, and we'll have some more in just a few minutes, more movies, and Turner Security brings us Today in History.
Turn to Turner Security.
All right, here we go. 1828, Andrew Jackson's elected the 7th U.S. President. 1950, Paul Harvey begins his national radio broadcast.
Paul Harvey, good day.
1967, the first human heart transplant performed in South Africa by Dr. Christian Barnard. And 1969, John Lennon is offered the role of Jesus Christ in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Jesus Christ, Superstar.
I can't imagine that, John. Can you?
No. I didn't take it.
You know, he referred to himself as bigger than Jesus Christ.
Well, the Beatles, we're bigger than Jesus, but not the superstar.
In 2019, Spotify says Drake the most streamed star of the 2010s with 28 billion streams.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Yeah.
Push and pull like a magnet.
That's not Drake.
That's the day in history. Coming up, more of the Wake Up Crew, along with Brandon Brooks. He's standing by with Rewind at 6:33.
One more time, but I go.
That is.
Higher powers taking a hold on me.
This is CBS Rewind. December 3rd, 1968. Elvis Presley's comeback special on NBC.
Well, that's all right, mama.
This date in 1976. Seven gunmen broke into Bob Marley's house in Jamaica. Marley, his wife, their manager, and a guest were shot and wounded. The gunmen were never caught that same day. Pink Floyd released a 40-foot helium-filled pig in England so they could photograph it for the cover of their album, Animal. And authorities had to alert pilots to watch for a flying pig. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Some sunshine for this afternoon. Winds will be light and highs top out near 48 degrees. Tonight, clouds be on the increase. Winds remain light. Patchy fog becomes possible in spots again after midnight. Lows drop to 27. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy and highs warm into the low 40s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 28.
Morning, still running a little bit slow as they clean up from an earlier wreck up in Goodlettsville on 65 southbound around the 97-mile marker. It's so heavy trying to get down through there right now with that volume. Again, in that construction zone as they clean up that wreck on 65 southbound there in Goodlettsville. It gets clogged up pretty good now. 65 south, that wreck's over to the side at Trinity Lane. There's still a little bit of rubbernecking going on down through there. When you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank. We're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
In just a few weeks, we'll be celebrating our 79th anniversary as WGNS continues to encourage you to shop local. Oh, maybe you're new to the community and would like to learn more about our local history. Head over to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse this Saturday morning, anytime between 9 o'clock and noon. Members of the Rutherford County Historical Society are there to share local history, and it's all free, including the coffee and donuts. Ransom School is at 717 North Academy Street. You've heard us talking about Greenhouse Ministries. They need volunteers. Everything is done with volunteer help. Learn more about being a volunteer at Greenhouse Ministries. Come by every Wednesday afternoon at 2 or every Thursday morning at 10. And if those times don't fit, they also meet on the last Saturday morning of each month at 9 o'clock. Greenhouse Ministries at 307 South Academy Street. Now don't forget, the Smyrna Christmas Parade is at 2 o'clock this Sunday. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
It's Christmas time in Murfreesboro. Adams Place Senior Living Community hopes that you receive the best gift of all this Christmas, spending quality time with those that you love most. Take plenty of pictures, have lots of belly laughs, and always go in for one more hug. Here's to making precious memories this season that you and your family will cherish for a lifetime. I'm Terry Deal, wishing you a very Merry Christmas from Adams Place.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 minutes before 7 o'clock. I'll tell you what I was impressed with Santa. Mm. His quick reactions to jokes. Yes.
I mean, he was on top of it.
Decisive.
Switches.
Decisive. I mean, exactly right.
Toys. Switches.
Mostly switches.
Switches.
It was mostly toys, actually.
Yeah, it was mostly toys. Eight out of the 15.
Yeah.
So.
Just about 50%.
I wouldn't be making trouble with Santa.
Yeah, you're playing a dangerous game there.
Yeah, you are.
It's just like me and ChatGPT. I get mad at it.
It's doing its work for you. Why would you get mad at it?
Because it doesn't do it right.
Oh.
You were just like him with every other employee he's ever had.
You were just singing his praises not too long ago. Yesterday, I believe.
Well, you should have known. The second it messes one thing up.
One mistake, yeah, it's done. All right, Dad joke, speaking of done.
Yeah, you know, 99.99% of people are idiots.
Really?
I'm just happy to be in the 1%.
Cameron calls controversy. He's done that one before.
And the math is wrong.
That's the point.
Yeah. But I think you've done
it's
that joke.
Joke.
We're not going to judge it because I think you've done it before. I really do believe that.
CBS News Brief. On the heels of last week's shooting of National Guard troops, the Trump administration's pausing some immigration cases. CBS's Camila Montoya Galvez.
The guidance that we obtained shows that U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services has ordered a complete and categorical stop to all legal immigration processing for cases filed by nationals of 19 countries.
The president's pick in a Tennessee special congressional election, Matt Van Epps, has beaten his Democratic rival.
Tonight we showed running from Trump is how you lose. Running with Trump is how you win.
His margin of victory in the deeply red district, just 9 percentage points. Texas Camp Mystic will reopen this summer after 27 people were killed in catastrophic flooding last July. KHOU-TV's Amanda Henderson says there will be safety upgrades.
They've installed new flood monitors, generators, and will give every camper cabin a two-way radio.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Tensions continue to rise in Rutherford County as controversy swirls around book removals within the Rutherford County Library System. Library Director Luann James, who was appointed in July, alleges that Board Chair Cody York instructed her to bypass standard policy and remove certain books from library shelves. James further claimed York personally checked out books that he deemed inappropriate, keeping them so long that they were marked lost and then removed from the system. She also accused York of requesting detailed patron information, including household data and checkout history. York has denied all allegations, asserting that his request was solely to identify non-county residents for a standard fee assessment, and that any decisions about removing books were ultimately James' responsibility. This dispute comes as Rutherford County libraries grapple with a state-level directive mandating an immediate age appropriateness review of all juvenile and young adult material. Several branches across Murfreesboro and Smyrna were temporarily closed due to the overwhelming task of reviewing over 100,000 books in just 60 days. Local advocates, including the Rutherford County Library Alliance and Murfreesboro Indivisible, have criticized the directives as a form of censorship that undermines children's access to inclusive literature. One book, Fred Gets Dressed, was specifically flagged for review by the Tennessee Secretary of State's office. The community response has been vocal, with dozens attending the recent board meeting to protest what they seem as a politically motivated effort to limit representation in public literature. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Fresh cut greens and sweet jam will be right. Good food, good folks. Flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to bloom the season. Sing the winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Park in Murfreesboro.
When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Where can you turn when you need a friend to put your fears to rest? Turn to the best when you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore. You can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
The Christmas season should feel like joy, not financial stress. At Heritage South Community Credit Union,
we focus on people helping people. Whether you need help with a little extra funds, managing the money you already saved, or getting a head start on saving for next year's Christmas presents, we can help. In fact, we help when others won't. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more about holiday specials at Heritage South. Insured by NCUA.
And I would highly recommend Adam's Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like and not sterile. Adam's Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli. You know, I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. Republican Matt Van Epps has been elected to represent Tennessee's 7th Congressional District. Congressman-elect Van Epps defeated Democratic challenger Afton Bain by a near 16,000 vote margin. The 7th District stretches from Clarksville through parts of Nashville down to the Alabama state line. From here, Van Epps begins the transition to Washington. With the House back in session, his swearing-in and confirmation is expected soon. Governor Bill Lee continues his tour across Tennessee this week in honor of the nation's 250th birthday. Governor Lee visited McNairy and Hardeman counties yesterday, touring parks and visiting with farmers and business leaders. Governor Lee has toured a third of all the counties in Tennessee so far this year with the overall goal of celebrating Tennessee's contributions to the country. Governor Lee also visited the Outpost General Store in Hardin County Tuesday and says he plans to visit all 95 counties in the state before July 4th. More news in 30 seconds.
Jumpstart your holiday shopping with a Little Linden Christmas, December 6th, throughout downtown. Join dozens of arts and craft booths, along with our welcoming downtown stores, for a delightful Christmas shopping experience. Plus, enjoy a traditional Christmas tea, a hometown tree lighting, and Christmas parade to end the day. It all happens Saturday, December 6th, starting at 10 a.m. in beautiful Linden, Tennessee. Visit the Perry County Chamber of Commerce on Facebook for more information. We'll see you in Linden, December 6th.
The Tennessee Valley Authority has secured a $400 million federal grant to accelerate development of the nation's first small modular reactor at the Clinch River site in East Tennessee. Leaders say the project will serve as a national model for energy demand surges from AI to data centers. TVA says the site prep could begin in 2026 alongside other advanced nuclear projects planned across the valley. Will Dudley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew. John, Brian, and Dalton with you. Be careful out there driving around. And we have a lot of activities coming up, including the, in just what, 2 days, the Christmas tree lighting?
That's right.
Up on the square?
Powered by Middle Tennessee Electric.
That's correct. And I'm glad I brought that up because I had failed to say something about that so far. So
they're going to have caroling. They're going to light the tree. Santa's going to be there. He's just kind of camping out in Rutherford County.
It is a artificial tree, correct?
New this year.
And yeah. I drove past it recently, and it looks incredible.
Yeah.
It's a very, very good artificial tree.
So they're going to use that one over and over and over again.
Correct. They actually poured a concrete pad for it to sit on.
And where are they going to store it, I wonder?
I don't know.
Brian's house.
Oh, okay. Leave it already decorated.
Yeah.
It's a little too tall for my house,
might,
I think.
It might be just a little bit. More movies for Christmas. What's your name? Dalton?
That's my name. Number 9. It's a Wonderful Life. A classic.
Okay. A classic.
And
people do like it. I particularly don't care for it.
It's not my favorite.
It's too negative and oppressive before it gets good. I mean, toward the end. It ends great.
A little aside, because it's a funny story, but I was talking to another pastor I know, and he was asking me, like, well, what kind of movies do you watch? And I was like, I don't know if I should share.
Yeah.
So I said that. I was like, well, they're not exactly like... And they're like, well, I mean, I don't only watch Christian movies. My favorite movie is It's a Wonderful Life. And I was like, we're on different pages.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway. But don't answer that, Dalton.
You can stream that one on Amazon Prime Video and Roku channels, which is free with ads.
But they always show it on Christmas Eve on NBC.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Every year.
I guess this list is probably more for people who don't have cable.
Right.
Love Actually.
Oh, I love that movie.
That one is available on Netflix. Romantic, funny, and touching. This film celebrates love during the holidays.
Great movie.
Are any of these in the public domain now?
I don't think so.
Okay. I know there's a lot of music that is.
Yeah. I mean, I think for movies, it's got to be like 1930s before it enters.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. The Santa Claus. Tim Allen's The Santa Claus. One of my personal favorites. All-time classic. That first one, I think, is a great Christmas movie. That one is streaming on Disney Plus. This is probably the movie that I hear people talk about the most. Like, if you ask, you know, survey says, what's your favorite Christmas movie? National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is going to be at the top of a lot of people's list.
Yeah.
You can watch that one on Hulu, Disney Plus, and HBO Max. So that's where you can check that one out. A Charlie Brown Christmas. It's a movie I watch every year when I put up my Christmas tree. It's the Christmas tree decorating movie. That one is streamable on Apple TV Plus. They got all of the Peanuts stuff recently. Polar Express, a movie I loathe with every fiber of my being.
Never seen it. Don't want to see it.
Hate it. Not a fan, personally. HBO Max is where that one is streaming, as well as Disney Plus and Hulu. The Grinch from 2018, which has quickly become a very popular version of that movie, the animated one, is streaming on Peacock. I think all three Grinch movies are on Peacock this year. So that's...
okay. You can watch those. A good way to do.
Home Alone. Another one that's going on the top of a lot of people's lists. That one is streaming on Disney Plus. I think all of them are streaming on Disney Plus.
I need to watch that one again because I've kind of lost interest in it. Uh-huh. I need to watch it again because I enjoyed it when it first came
out.
The
first one, and then I think the second one's even better.
Yeah, I do. I think the second one's better too.
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. It's a great Christmas movie. Number one on our Christmas movie list. What do you think the number one on this list is, just based on what I haven't said?
Ooh, I don't know. I think it would be recent. I don't think it's going to be an old one.
I would have thought Christmas Vacation would have been number one, honestly.
It's not Christmas Vacation old, but it's not recent. Like probably 20...
There's something like 25. Jingle All the Way or something like that, I think, but not Jingle All the Way. But
same time frame.
Yeah. Elf?
It is Elf. Elf is number one on the list. HBO Max and Amazon Prime Video, as well as Hulu, is where that one is streaming.
Some honorable mentions. Christmas with the Cranks is pretty good. It's got its moments.
I love Jingle All the Way, and it's like pulling teeth to find it every year, but I love that movie.
Love Actually is worth seeing Hugh Grant dance. Mm. In the governor's mansion, or the prime minister's mansion, whatever it is. All right, it's time for celebrate. Thank you for that, Brian. Why am I calling you Brian so much today?
I'm not sure, Jinx.
Just move on.
Wait a minute. Take a deep breath. My therapist says take a deep breath when he gets to me. Yeah. All right, here we go.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
The late Ozzy Osbourne, born in 1948, English heavy metal vocalist and songwriter. Julianne Moore was born in 1960. She's an American actress. And 1985, Amanda Seyfried, American actress. She was in Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Here I go again. My. Resist ya.
Was Pierce Brosnan Mama in the first one? Or
I
just
think
the
so.
One?
I think he was in both of them. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays, local birthdays. Todd Briner has a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Jerry Sanders, John Frost, Kevin Fisher, and Jan LaLance.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, get them into us. 615-893-1450 is the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays is the website. We're giving away some delicious banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig.
Coming up, it's our last look at the weather for the 6 o'clock hour, followed by CBS News at the top of the hour.
I can't count all the times I've cried over you.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Some sunshine for this afternoon. Winds will be light and highs top out near 48 degrees. Tonight, clouds be on the increase. Winds remain light. Patchy fog becomes possible in spots again after midnight. Lows drop to 27. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy and highs warm into the low 40s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 28.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Good morning. Trying to clean up a couple of wrecks. One coming out of Millersville into Goodlettsville has had traffic clogged up there on 65 southbound around the 98-97 mile marker. It's pretty crazy down through there as it is in that section of Goodlettsville and that construction southbound. Moving a little bit better here at Trinity Lane where we had that earlier collision. 24 is starting to build pretty good westbound up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. When you need dependable towing for your car or big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated now over $12 million to local nonprofits. Find out how your spare change can make a big impact at sharingchange.org.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store humming.
We're talking with Carol Johnston.
My son lives here, and when I'd come to visit, I'd drive down Memorial and see Adam's Place, and I thought it was such a beautiful setting. I was just very impressed with the friendliness of the staff. They put the residents first here, and I like that very much.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adam's Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
CBS Entertainment, all our best wishes going out to Dave Coulier, who just a year ago announced he's cancer-free. Now he's battling another kind of cancer. His prognosis, he says, is very good, but had some advice when he was on the Today Show.
Early detection saved my life, not just the first time, but the second time as well.
Found you.
Popcorn and Vecna? Sure, why not? Netflix rolling out more details on the final episode of Stranger Things, which will be shown in theaters too. The runtime? 2 hours and 5 minutes. It'll be shown from New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. Head to st5finale.com. That'll get you the full list of theaters in your area. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
2 minutes before the top of the hour, we'll have CBS News for you. Sarah Murphy's today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day for always being helpful, kind, and compassionate. Sarah's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and WGNS. And this Good Neighbor recognition is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, honoring everyday folks who go above and beyond for others.
And you can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate someone as Good Neighbor of the Day, or head online to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor to get them in that way. Very similar process for birthdays and anniversaries. 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/birthdays so we can give away some banana pudding from Slick Pig.
Big G TV is where Christmas comes to life with coverage of the Murfreesboro Parade, Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Woodfin Funeral Chapels.
Stay tuned for CBS News coming up at the top of the hour, then Brian Barrett will take over for things here.
Me, 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 me.
Hey, hi, hello there. Coming up.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Defending military action in the Caribbean.
I want those boats taken out, and if we have to, we'll attack on land also, just like we attack on sea.
GOP hangs on in Tennessee.
We did it. Thank you. Thank you all. This is just an incredible win.
clearing snow in the Northeast.
We're out here just doing the best as we can, trying to get people home safe.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump and his defense secretary have again defended an airstrike that killed two survivors of the initial U.S. attack on a suspected drug boat. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports some lawmakers have called it a possible war crime.
I watched that first strike live.
Sitting directly to the president's left, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said he was no longer in the room on September 2nd when a Navy admiral ordered a second strike on this suspected drug boat.
A couple of hours later, I learned that that commander had made the, which he had the complete authority to do, and by the way, Admiral Bradley made the correct decision, to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat.
The first strike reportedly killed 9 people, and the second killed the final 2 who were clinging to debris. That is the part that has many in Congress outraged.
I think there's a broad consensus that it's illegal to kill people who are clinging to wreckage.
Let me be very clear. Killing shipwreck survivors is a war crime.
In the cabinet meeting, Trump stood by Hegseth.
Pete has done an amazing job.
At that cabinet meeting, Trump lashed out at, quote, taking in garbage into our country, attacking people who came here from Somalia.
I don't want them in our country. Their country's no good for a reason. Their country stinks. And we don't want them in our country.
In what was seen as a referendum on President Trump, Republicans held on to a seat in Congress in Tennessee, with Trump-endorsed Matt Van Epps winning a special election.
To President Donald J. Trump, thank you, sir. Your endorsement made the difference, and I will never forget it.
CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Nashville.
A big win for Van Epps last night in a district that has been reliably red for years, but this time around, it was surprisingly competitive. The first time GOP candidate won last night's election only by single digits over Afton Bain, a Democratic state representative. This result was much closer than what we saw a year ago when President Trump scored a 22-point victory in the same district. It's the reason Democratic officials say Republicans should be, quote, shaking in their boots ahead of next year's midterms.
Well, the morning began with below freezing readings in 40 states. CBS's Tom Hansen reports some places are recovering from snow that impacted travel.
It doesn't look like nobody's been on this road.
Drivers braved snow-covered roads Tuesday as states from Kansas to New York were hit with a powerful storm. For some, it was the first taste of winter.
This is our first winter storm, obviously, and people are not used to handling the snow anymore.
Jacob Tawil is the Public Works Commissioner for Middletown, New York. He's concerned Tuesday's dense, wet snow could turn into freezing rain.
That's when we start having more accidents because people, they think that the roads are clear.
Robert Reynolds has plowed streets for 16 years. His advice to drivers?
Just drive safe, drive slow. There ain't no rush. You're going to get to your destination no matter what.
A not guilty plea from the Afghan national charged with killing a National Guard soldier and wounding another last month. CBS's Nicole Skanga with more on the investigation.
Newly released surveillance images revealed in court documents appear to show the suspect standing near a busy Washington, D.C. metro station before turning a corner and opening fire at members of the National Guard. He allegedly was shouting Allahu Akbar, Arabic for God is greatest. 20-year-old specialist Sarah Beckstrom and 24-year-old Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf were struck in the head. The alleged shooter, Rahmanullah Lakhanwal, served on a CIA-backed operations team in his native Afghanistan before he fled to the U.S. in 2021 and was granted asylum earlier this year. In response to the shooting, the Trump administration's now halting all immigration applications from 19 countries.
Overseas, no deal after U.S. negotiators met with Russia's Vladimir Putin yesterday, but Moscow says talks on the war in Ukraine are continuing. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. the craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The former president of Honduras, Juan Orlando Hernandez, is out of prison in the U.S. 1 year into a 45-year drug sentence after a pardon from President Trump. He was convicted last year for helping smuggle 400 tons of cocaine into the U.S. by taking bribes from traffickers. Trump called the conviction a setup. A doctor who pleaded guilty to selling ketamine to Matthew Perry before the actor's overdose death will be sentenced today. Dr. Salvador Plasencia admitted to illegally selling ketamine to Perry, knowing he was an addict. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says prosecutors are seeking a 3-year prison sentence.
Plasencia has already lost his license to practice medicine. His attorneys released a statement to the court that their client is profoundly remorseful. That may not sway the judge, given that Plasencia admitted in the plea agreement that he enlisted another doctor to assist him in supplying Perry with ketamine, and at one point texted his co-conspirator, referring to Perry, "I wonder how much this moron will pay."
The owners of a camp in Texas have announced new safety upgrades 5 months after a flood that killed 25 campers and two counselors. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Camp Mystic sent a letter to parents saying it will install flood warning river monitors, more generators, and put two-way radios with national weather alerts in every cabin. The camp says its upgrades will exceed the camp safety standards state lawmakers passed after last summer's deadly flooding in the Texas Hill Country. Several of the victims' families have sued Camp Mystic, accusing the staff of not doing enough to protect their girls as the floodwaters rose.
CBS's Elizabeth Cook tells us San Francisco is suing the makers of ultra-processed foods, claiming they're unhealthy and costing local government for disease treatment.
San Francisco City Attorney David Chu announced the first government lawsuit of its kind. Research has linked ultra-processed foods to obesity, type 2 diabetes, and cancer. In a statement, a trade group representing many of the companies named in the lawsuit said there is currently no agreed-upon scientific definition of ultra-processed foods and that calling them unhealthy is misleading to consumers.
Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Happy you've joined us this morning. 7:09 now. It's the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along with us here as well this morning. Right now, let's get some more information. It's Traffic and Weather Together, brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants, and our family is just honored and blessed to be part of this community for 40 years.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun. Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Some sunshine for this afternoon. Winds will be light and highs top out near 48 degrees. Tonight, clouds beyond the increase, winds remain light, patchy fog becomes possible in spots again after midnight, lows drop to 27, and then Thursday, mostly cloudy and highs warm into the low 40s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 28.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. As a member of MTE, you have access to educational resources to help you tailor energy use to your lifestyle. Interested in electric vehicles? MTE offers incentives to learn about EVs and connect with others who share your interest.
Good morning. Still a little bit slow trying to get down through Millersville, Goodlettsville from a wreck we had earlier there around the 97-mile mark. It was already getting heavy down through there anyway. This time of the morning coming in from Sumner County into Davison there on 65 southbound. Starting to load up with more volume. 24 west up through Antioch coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Watch for radar on I-40 through the Mount Juliet area. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton. The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
Sing along now.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Wow, that was wonderful. We should take this show on the road.
No.
Welcome into the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Oh, goodness. 12 after 7, and hope you're having a good Wednesday hump day. And we're rolling right along here on episode 1800. Can you believe it?
No,
Christmas.
I
don't want to believe it.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
John, we're under a year away from our 2000th show.
No.
Under a year.
And 22 days from Christmas.
You know, I kind of feel like the Christmas season has peaked this year.
Peaked?
We had a sit-down conversation with the man himself.
Maybe too early, but you had to have it early.
I mean, yeah. But I mean, for me personally, like how am I going to top that this Christmas season?
With the Christmas parade coming up December 14th.
You might just be right.
The Christmas parade, did you say?
Big G TV is where Christmas comes to life with coverage of the Murfreesboro Parade, Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
Ding.
Yes, join us.
John got
That'll get us back in the spirit of things.
John got a lapel pin.
I did.
A Big G lapel pin.
Now, Big G lapel pin.
You did
pin.
Say, you were like, I'm only doing it if I can get a lapel pin for my jacket, which was a weird request, but it was honored.
But you liked it, the idea so much, you got you one.
I actually got three. I got one for all of us.
Yeah.
I figured that might be enough to get him in a coat.
No. 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 Not happening.
Just the coat. You don't have to do the pants. You could wear like jeans and a coat.
He's probably going to wear his jeans, his sweatpants jeans, and his Big G Rutherford Weather shirt. And, you know.
But ooh, that'd be a good cross promotion.
I think you could do jeans and like a t-shirt and a blazer. I think that would be a good look.
That's
for
what
me.
I'm doing. I'm wearing a t-shirt with a coat.
I'm going to wear
if it's warm enough.
I think I'm going to wear a button down, but no tie.
That would look good.
So you're gonna be the underdressed one.
That's all right.
And we'll have Big G pins on our coats.
I did buy you a pin.
Yeah, where are you gonna put your Big G pin if you don't have a coat?
Right in the middle of my forehead.
Oh no, he's saving his Big G pin for when he goes to the TAB awards.
do you know you're going for me the next one?
I'm not going if you're not there. I'll go with you.
Hmm.
We got to get three tickets.
And the Wake Up Crew better be winning a daggum award. Actually, no, this Christmas parade broadcast better be winning an award.
Ooh, I forgot. That could be a candidate.
Best local event coverage. I'm sure they've got something for that.
Of course, we could also stink it up. So, and I
well, that's
know.
True. Yeah, we're talking this up a lot for the
this
first
is only,
one.
This is only if it's very successful.
So this may be the only one ever.
You said it, not me.
You know what else gets me in the Christmas spirit?
What?
This wonderful song here.
I hate to admit it, but I like this song.
This isn't you singing it.
No. You know where the first time I heard this song was? This is going to surprise you. It was not from The Year Without Santa Claus, the movie that it's from. The first time I heard this song was in Batman and Robin, which was one of the only movies
right.
we had
it
on VHS
it.
When
yeah.
I was a kid, so I watched it all the time.
Well, now, I personally like Dalton's version better than I do this one. I do, really.
I did this for you when you had COVID and we thought you were going to die.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Cool. I'm Mr. Icicle.
This is my, I think you're going to die, John, here. Here's my last parting memories to you.
Sir,
what's that? Let's
make
this would be the last thing I would have heard.
Turns to snow yeah. in my clutch. I'm too much.
Great. That's a great version.
I think it is.
I think you underrate yourself on that one.
It is a Wake Up Crew classic.
Yes.
It's not.
I didn't know you still had it. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, I have it. I have backup copies.
We have your Christmas song in there, too, somewhere.
He never plays that one.
I do. I play it. But this is what... Oh, listen.
I'm too much. I never want to know a day that's over 40 degrees.
I just love it. Just gets me in the Christmas spirit.
It sounds better to me than the
I
one.
I like it.
Yeah.
I agree.
I hate both of you.
No, I'm not. I'm not being funny. I really like either. It. Well, he thinks you are.
I know. He is.
Why? Why would I?
Well, you've never said anything positive about me up until this point in my life. So why would you start now?
Well, I guess that's true.
I love the way he goes. I'm.
Yeah.
That part. I'm Mr. I like that part.
I think I got a career in Christmas classics, re-recording Christmas classics.
By the way, I heard at the fall retreat
yeah,
that Mr. Barrett did another rap number.
Oh, that's what we heard that.
By popular demand.
It was sprung on me. Nobody told me I was doing it. It just happened. So,
by popular demand.
It's my life now, is what this is. What if we did a collab Christmas album, John? We could call it At the North Pole.
Wow.
Live at the North Pole or just...
Oh, well, yeah. you know, yours are like in the garage,
yeah,
out of the garage,
garage at the
out
North
of this
Pole.
World.
Yeah, yeah.
Or from the back of the sleigh. No, maybe not that one.
On the truck during the Christmas parade.
Or you could say slaying it.
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then people would think it was good.
Delivering gifts. The delivery van, something like that, yeah.
Oh, that sounds a little weird.
Oh, that's the one that sounds weird.
Yeah, delivery van.
Christmas time with Dalton and John. Just so Christmassy sounding.
I still like Dalton and John slaying it.
Under the chimney. Under the tree.
Under the tree.
Under the tree with John and Dalton.
Unwrapped.
Unwrapped.
Oh, that's good.
That's good,
that's
yeah.
It. Yeah. Yeah, and I'll do like, we'll do like the Justin Bieber Christmas album. Where you'll sing, and then I'll just come in and start rapping over Little Drummer Boy.
We're going to check sports here.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Ohio State and Indiana are still 1-2 in the new college football playoff committee rankings. Ole Miss is up to number 6. Mississippi offensive coordinator Charlie Weiss Jr. will stay with the team for the playoffs, then leave for LSU and Lane Kiffin. BYU head coach Kalani Sitake gets a long-term extension from his school. He stays despite interest from Penn State about their coach opening. Texas Tech gave coach Joey McGuire a new 7-year contract. Boston College coach Bill O'Brien will return to BYU. SEC. Lions wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown did not practice again due to his sprained ankle. Detroit plays this Thursday, hosting Dallas. The Steelers claimed wide receiver Adam Thielen off waivers. The Colts waived kicker Michael Badgley and signed Blake Groupie, ex of New Orleans. In the NBA, Minnesota won in overtime at New Orleans, 149-142, 44 points for Anthony Edwards. Boston beat New York, 42 for Jaylen Brown.
Play an old guitar, 9:30 past 1. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy.
It's Christmas time in Murfreesboro. Adams Place Senior Living Community hopes that you receive the best gift of all this Christmas, spending quality time with those that you love most. Take plenty of pictures, have lots of belly laughs, and always go in for one more hug. Here's to making precious memories this season that you and your family will cherish for a lifetime. I'm Terry Deal, wishing you a very Merry Christmas from Adams Place.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm attorney John Day. My wife Joy and I love dogs and have one of our own. But we've also helped people who have been injured by dog bites and dog attacks, as well as bicyclists who crashed after a dog attack. You need to know that the dog owner may have insurance to help pay medical bills and other expenses because of a dog attack. If you or a loved one has been injured by a dog,
call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation.
Franklin's Printworks is more than a print shop. They're a proud part of Rutherford County.
It is a focus of ours to be involved in the community. We partner with folks like the Journey Home, and the Center for the Arts, and all these places that help make our community better, and we're proud to do that.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks, supporting local businesses, schools, nonprofits with high-quality printing, banners, signs, direct mail, and more.
We love to do stuff for the churches, for schools, for nonprofits.
Franklin's Printworks, trusted by the community.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Right now, our time, 22 minutes after the hour. Glad you're along with us here on The Wake Up Crew from the Big G.
And now, it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
Man, I just love that guy. I just love that intro.
Yeah, I paid him $5 for that.
I need to pay you back.
Nah. It's been 1,800 shows ago.
Here's a list of questions that we're going to give Brian and Dalton here today. And the first one, what would your friend say you're a little snobbish about?
I don't know if people would say this about me, but I am in my adult age, I have come to the conclusion that off-brand cereal is not as good as name-brand cereal. Not even close.
A little snobbish.
I'm snobbish on my cereal brands.
What are you snobbish about, Brian?
Condiments.
Condiments?
Mm.
Okay, it's got to be what? Heinz?
Heinz ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Whataburger ketchup is pretty
Aldi's
good.
Aldi's ketchup brand is really good.
Mayonnaise, it was always Hellman's until I found Duke's. Mm. But now it's Duke's.
I think Duke's is the best mayonnaise.
I do too.
Yeah. Especially if you're putting it in like pimento cheese or something like that. You know? When was the last time you asked someone for directions?
Really never. I got maps and I got GPS.
Same for you.
I mean, it would have been a long time ago. I had one of those Magellans. You remember those? They weren't even on your phone yet, but you could buy a little GPS deal.
It was one of the first out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured you'd have one of those. What do you wish you could do every day?
Something other than this. Oh, wow. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Just kidding.
You're Mr. Radio.
Now that I don't get to do it anymore, and I haven't for 1,800 days or shows, 8 years... I wish I could sleep in.
Every day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd love to sleep till like 8:30 every morning.
Oh, that's different. I thought you were talking about 10 or 11. You're talking about just 8:30.
Well, I mean, look, it's 7:22 right now, or after, however long after, 7:25.
What item of clothing would you rather die than be seen wearing in public?
And they're back in style, but I hate cargo pants.
Yeah, I don't like them anymore either, and I used to like them.
I've never liked them. I just, what do you need all the pockets for? What are you hiding?
Yeah, and the pockets on the side get on my nerves.
Yeah.
You used to wear them.
You still do.
I kind of like them. I'm going to say the sweatpants with the elastic on the leg at the bottom.
Yeah, nope. You do hate those.
Yeah, I don't like them either. Them. What?
You can't find them other than that now.
If you get them down low enough, they look pretty cool to me.
And if you get the nice thick, like the big old thick thing of elastic, that's not bad.
Yeah. If you were required by law to have a body piercing, Brian, what would you pierce?
My nose. Why not?
I thought you were going to put it in your head where the G, the big G.
Oh, yeah, your big G right in your forehead.
What about you?
I don't know. Probably like an eyebrow, a little eyebrow ring.
Mm. Yeah. I would just go to jail. What would your day be like if you switched places with your pet?
It's a lot easier. I can tell you that much. A
lot of sleeping.
Does your rent sleep when you're not there?
He sleeps when I'm there.
That's what mine
does.
But
he's six now. He's, you know, he's, according to, you know, the charts, he's geriatric.
I can get in under the covers and warm up.
You know, I've always had trouble remembering when Chipper's birthday is, but why? I got him in 2020. Mm. So he's five. So he's not as old as I thought he was. Mm-hmm. But he sleeps a lot. What was the last thing you overreacted to and blew up out of proportion?
Oh.
I know a guy.
I can't think of anything.
I know a guy that blew up when part of the program didn't get produced right. You know,
threw a chair,
yeah. But you can't think of anything?
No.
Okay.
I've been mad at my dog a lot recently.
What's wrong?
And you know, maybe too harsh, overreacting. But you got a baby, and he just gets on my nerves. He keeps waking her up, barking.
He needs to come to granddaddy's house.
Yeah, and he can be spoiled like the rest of them over there.
Yeah, he's about to go up on Facebook Marketplace. No.
No. Megan just... Mm.
He gets into one more diaper, and I'm going to lose it. Come home and just see diapers shredded throughout the house. Ugh.
Can you put them up high enough where you can't get them? Of course, everything has to be up high at your house, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, and it's all the cabinet doors are childproofed and whatever.
He still gets in?
He still gets in.
He's amazing. That's an amazing dog. Brian, how many 1980 pop stars can you name? You've got 20 seconds.
Pop stars? LL Cool J. Tiffany. Debbie Gibson. Chicago. Mm-hmm. Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm.
Backstreet Boys. Weren't they 80s?
I think they're 90s.
90s. What's the other... boy brand?
Pretty good.
That's random questions.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones financial advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
The Villages of Murfreesboro makes life a lot easier, happier. We have crossword puzzle, Wheel of Fortune. I enjoy that very much. Social hour and trivia. I'm happy I'm here. Take a tour.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy, recycle.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
From driveways to highways, SRM Concrete has the right mix on time, every time. Locally grown, nationally known, family owned and operated, SRM is the name you trust. SRM Concrete, you call, we haul.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Rocking along here on a Wednesday morning, Wake Up Crew. It's December 3rd, episode 1800.
And happy birthday today to Todd Briner, Jerry Sanders, John Frost, Kevin Fisher, and Jan LaLance.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday or anniversary with any of these folks, get them into us, 615-893-1450. It's the phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. We're giving away a delicious bowl of banana pudding coming up around 8 a.m. to one lucky person celebrating a birthday today.
Don't forget the Murfreesboro Christmas Parade is coming up.
Big G TV is where Christmas comes to life with coverage of the Murfreesboro Parade Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
Be sure to join us December 14th. All right, we're checking traffic and weather together right now.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Some sunshine for this afternoon. Winds will be light and highs top out near 48 degrees. Tonight, clouds be on the increase. Winds remain light. Patchy fog becomes possible in spots again after midnight. Lows drop to 27. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy and highs warm into the low 40s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 28.
Good morning. Wrapping up this paperwork on the wreck South Nashville here on 65 northbound at Armory. It's clogging up traffic a bit up through here with some rubbernecking coming up from Brentwood here in the South Nashville on 65 northbound at Armory on this accident. Heavy traffic now 24 westbound, passing 840 coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Hey, when you need dependable towing for a car or a big truck in Middle Tennessee, no matter what county you're in, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Volunteer fire departments in Rutherford County are reaching what officials call a critical breaking point as staffing shortages and aging equipment threaten emergency response capabilities. During a recent Public Safety Committee meeting, county leaders acknowledged that many departments across Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and surrounding areas are stretched thin. While Tennessee has around 700 fire departments, nearly 500 of those are volunteer-based. Gary West, vice president of the Tennessee Firemen's Association, noted that today's lifestyles, marked by busy schedules and shifting priorities, have drastically reduced the pool of willing volunteers. The decline comes despite a 2019 state grant program aimed at helping departments afford essential gear. Yet, as West emphasized, turnout equipment, radios, and training are still largely funded through local fundraisers. The state's newest investment in fire infrastructure is its largest yet, with grant applications due by December 4th. Many local departments in Rutherford County are expected to apply in hopes of shoring up resources that can no longer be taken for granted. Meanwhile, just south of Murfreesboro, Middle Tennessee State University is expanding its reach with a $73.4 million aerospace complex that'll be constructed in Shelbyville. Slated for a December 3rd groundbreaking, the project will relocate MTSU's flight operations from the Murfreesboro Airport to the new Shelbyville facility. University officials say that the move will accommodate the growing demands of its aerospace program while boosting workforce development in the region. The complex will feature hangars, classrooms, and an expanded training capacity. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way. Every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted print partner, delivering high-quality, fast-turnaround printing for businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Letterhead, envelopes, business cards, brochures, booklets, all that is still our bread and butter. We do it every day.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
The needs have evolved for most businesses, and they're looking for a large format capability, or they're looking for a direct mail capability. We're glad to help with those.
Franklin's Printworks, your local printing expert.
I am Charlotte Gardner.
Why do you love Adam's Place?
Gee, there are so many things, but I guess the choices. You can be as lazy as you want to be. You can be as active as you want to be. The residents are friendly. The staff is wonderful. You don't need to be concerned at all. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Clark's Auction Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We continue the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS. Time for some fun and games.
It's time now for that game show that everybody loves to play. It's Name That Animal Sound. And here's your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, thank you, Don Pardo. Glad to be with you.
Obviously, the announcer never asked us what we thought of this game.
We have two contestants, John and Dalton.
Can we hear that? Can we hear that opening one more time, though? I just want to hear that the guy say it again.
Are you sure?
It's time now for that game show that everybody loves to play. Okay. It's Name That Animal
Sound. Here it comes.
And here's your host, Brian
Thank okay, you. Brian Barrett.
Okay, our contestants, John and Dalton, here is your first animal sound. You ready?
Yes, I've blindfolded myself.
That's a chicken.
I'm going to say wild card. Can I get a hint?
No, not
oh,
after
wait, I'm sorry. Yeah, you go, and then you see if you're right or wrong, and then I go.
Oh, it's not a chicken now. I didn't hear it long enough. Sounds like a chicken to me. I don't care.
Is it a chicken?
Mm-mm.
Is that animal sound a chicken? Not a chicken.
Now may I ask for a hint or no? I can't remember the rules.
It is not a chicken.
God, you got to give him better clue
it's
than
not
that.
It's not a bird.
It's not a bird. Okay.
I'm going to guess a hyena.
Is it a hyena? It is a badger.
Badger.
A badger.
Like we're going to know the sign of a badger.
I don't even know what a badger looks like.
Brian Barrett.
It's time to name that animal sound.
So is this my guess?
Yeah.
May I get a hint?
It's not a chicken.
What the?
Okay, I think it would be better if we tried to do this together, actually.
I don't know what the rules of the game are.
I mean, okay.
It's a rule.
Let's hear it again.
Okay. I've heard that before.
Could be a lion, a tiger, or bear. Oh, my.
I can give you another sound from the same animal.
Yes, let's do that. I think it's a bear.
Go with that.
Is bear your final answer?
I guess.
There it is.
There it is.
It is a bear.
I think I heard it better the second time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The snorting.
Yeah.
Reminded me of cocaine bear.
Yeah.
Name that animal sound.
A rodent.
I will give you the hint that that is correct. It's in that family. Oh.
I don't know. Go ahead. You guess it.
Your guess is as good as mine. Chipmunk, maybe?
Squirrel?
Mm.
Maybe? Take one of those two.
So which one are we going with?
Both.
Can't go with both. Got to pick one.
We're going with both. You're overruled.
There were no rules set aside that we couldn't do both. Well, it's my pick first, so I'll go with squirrel. Then you.
Is it a squirrel?
Is it a chipmunk?
Is it a chipmunk?
Two now.
That's for both of us.
No, no. I'm giving them two. That one to you.
One more animal sound. Name the animal sound.
Oh, I think. Hold on. I've got this one. That's you. That's the sound you make when something goes wrong. Can't you just hear that coming from a press box during a football game?
Uh-huh.
I'm not an animal.
Not an animal? Oh, you. Got a guess?
I don't.
Hippopotamus.
Is it a hippopotamus? It is a moose. And that's Name That Animal Sound.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Oh, yeah, I can't believe we're already playing Christmas music. It is December the 3rd, Wednesday morning, 7:43, just about it, and we're wrapping up things here this morning. Saying good morning to Sarah Murphy, today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor of the Day, for always being helpful, kind, and compassionate. That is Sarah Murphy, the recipient of flowers today from Ryan Flowers, Coffee and Gifts, and WGNS Radio. So thanks to Ryan Flowers for their many years of work and this SRM Concrete Good Neighbor recognition brought to you by our friends at SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, and honoring the everyday folks who go above and beyond for others. To send in your good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. That gets them here, and we'll take care of the rest for you. A reminder that we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and they're also powering the Christmas tree lighting this Friday night, 6 o'clock. So be sure to tune in or be sure to head there so you can see all of the holiday spirit downtown, including Santa, caroling, and, of course, the lighting of the tree. Celebrate Christmas in downtown Murfreesboro this Friday, and it'll be a big time on the square.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, 99.99% of people are idiots.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just happy I'm in the 1%.
Replay. We really didn't judge that one because I think you may have done that one before. I'm not absolutely for sure.
Well, and I misunderstood
the joke. I thought it was a bragging joke, you know, like because he tells a lot of those where it's just him bragging, but turns out it was a self-deprecating joke. And so I, you know, and he tells some of those too. I just, you know, I misunderstood, so I apologize.
So we count nothing.
Sucked.
On,
it was bad. Thumbs down.
We count nothing. We count nothing on that, Brian.
Your jokes are amazing.
Yep, that's where he gets us every time.
Your jokes are amazing.
That's where.
Thanks, John.
That's a lie. I only said that one time.
And your jokes are amazing.
And you were being sarcastic.
I was being very sarcastic.
Not on that one.
Yeah, your jokes are amazing.
You know, I was being sarcastic, Brian.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Notice he's never caught me saying those words.
He'll never catch me saying them ever again.
Not because you're a jerk. What have we learned?
Well, we talked about movies for Christmas movies, and where you can find them.
Yeah,
Dalton did a lot of research on that.
That's big in this day and age. You never know where to find stuff. So listen back to the podcast. You can see where to find 15 classic Christmas movies, where to watch them, what streaming service and
whatnot.
Yeah,
I Googled the other day. I Googled how to change my clock in my car.
Ah.
It's quicker than looking at the book and trying to find
it
in the car.
Yeah, it is,
for sure. Oh, you have people that do videos for everything now.
Yeah, yeah.
I changed my headlights out that way.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, on the car. Put in LED lights.
Oh, I got to get some LED. Yours has LEDs built in, yeah.
Well.
Mine came before LEDs. I don't drive anything that's 2020.
LED lights would be good on that truck.
I got LEDs on mine.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to see it when you leave
today.
Did
you Google yours? And
I knew how to do mine. Mine are pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Of course you did.
You just reach your hand back there and turn a knob.
And you didn't go over and help your father do it?
Mine had a place where the top one was easy to change, but it was the bottom bulb that you had to take out some of the harness or whatever to change it.
That's where they get you.
I don't have to do any of that on mine. Yeah, I got fog lights that are LED. My headlights are LED. And I got Raptor lights in the grill, all LEDs.
Raptor lights.
He's put more in that car than he does his house, I think.
That might be true.
Yeah.
Well, we this whole hour we haven't gotten to our song of the day, but we're playing Christmas hits between now and Christmas time. And so this is Christmas. And this is Happy Christmas. War is over.
It's not like we won't hear it again.
No, that's true. Yeah. We'll hear it a lot. Well, that's it for our show today. Thank you so very much for tuning in. John and I'll be back tomorrow for a Thursday edition of the Wake Up Crew. For the whole crew, I'm Brian Barrett. Have a wonderful day. See you back here tomorrow.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Patchy fog possible in spots early today. Some sunshine for this afternoon. Winds will be light and highs top out near 48 degrees. Tonight, clouds be on the increase. Winds remain light. Patchy fog becomes possible in spots again after midnight. Lows drop to 27. And then Thursday, mostly cloudy and highs warm into the low 40s. I'm Phil Jensko from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 28.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts and